Okay, Parsha Shlach. In the minyan of the Meraglim, we always assume there was 12 Meraglim. The emes is, there's machlokas in the Yerushalmi, in Sota, if there was 12 Meraglim or 24 Meraglim. Rabbi Kiva darshans from the pasuk. Can I have a chumash, please? Isha chod. So as we know, Dibur Torah Kloshim Me'odom. Rabbi Kiva does not hold Dibur Torah Kloshim Me'odom. Rabbi Kiva always darshens every Yitur in the Pasuk. Rabbi Kiva holds there's 24 Meraglim in the Yerushalmi and the Sota. The Meforshim ask, who were these other 12 in the Yerushalmi? There's two different Pshatim in the Yerushalmi. One shot is they were tuffel to the 12 gedolim who were in the psukim, as Ramban says there, they're listed in order of chashivas. Another shot is adarabba, those 12 who are not listed were even more chashiv than the 12 that are listed. The diuk is it says kol nasivahem, so the psukim wouldn't need to list the nasiim if it already says kol nasivahem. So these 12 which are listed were not the Nisim, but were tofel to the actual Nisim who went. That the Shairi Korban, the Yerushalmi, says that pshat. Also, there's a very interesting maisa I saw in the Ha'oros, Rabbi Yoshev Tisota, that Rav Shlomo Kluger, when he left his position in the city that he was in, he was looking for a new position in the town at the base of Ephraim. A couple hundred years ago, the town at the base of Ephraim was the Rav there, and the minhag in that city was that before you got a shteller, you had to darshan in front of a crowd, and the base of Ephraim was there, and he began to darshan, and he mentioned something about there being 24 meraglim, and he saw the base of Ephraim's face was horrified by this 24 meraglim. He began to like cry, whatever it was, and the base Beis Ephraim was saying, Shlomo Kluger asked him, why are you crying? So he said, because you're going against Psukim and the Torah, 12 Meraglim. He said, do you have a Yerushalmi here? He said, we don't have enough money for Yerushalmi. So he said, how about a Bavli? So he brought out the Tosfos and Sota, Amid Dalet, quotes the Yerushalmi, and he showed it to him. And he said, immediately, not only does he get the job that he was looking for, he gets a higher position. The interesting, strange mindset, but not always from Rabbi Yoshe. Akopanim, so Bachmanim asked a kasha on this drasha, like Nadav was saying before. Has some sofer in numerous places, and it's mostly brought from Rabbi Yeshaya Pick in his Perush on the Mishnah, or Yeshayer the Mishnah in Megillah. He asks, we learn out Eda. The word Eda always means Asara, and the book is from the Meraglim. It always says Ein Asara Pachas Mi Asara because of the pasuk later on the parsha that says Al Mosai La Eda Hara Hazos and Yotsu Yoshua Vakalev who weren't in the Ra Hazos, so that's 10. So according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds there's 24 Meraglim, and before 22 of them were Rishayim, Eda should mean 10. And they were in, the Yerushalmi brings it in regards to that they carried the Perus as well. They had eight of the Meraglim carried an Eshkol, and the Lahore should be 16 according to Rabbi Kiva. It's the Cheshman is for the Perus. So the Chasam Sofer and Dvarim and other places asked this Kasha. So the easiest answer, as you'll see, because we need an answer that answers a variety of questions. So he answers that while the 12 did carry the peros, they were not motzi diba on Eretz Yisrael. So, but they also didn't say, they also weren't as good as Yeshua and Kalev either to say good things. They basically were yes men or just or quiet. And we need this answer to answer a variety of questions. More Megillah Chaf Gimel and Beis learns out that for Dvarim Shebekdusha you need a Sara. And it's learned out from the pasuk by Dvarim Shebekdusha, Nikdashti B'toch Bnei Yisrael. In Zereshav, it says B'toch, and it also says Toch by Hibadlu Mitoch Ha'eda by Korach. And we have another Zereshava of the Eda, and that pasuk by Korach is to the Eda of the Meraglim. And that's how the Gemara says 10. So the question is asked, so according to Rabbi Akiva, in so Dvarim Shebikdushas, you're going to need 22 people for Dvarim Shebikdusha. Elamai, you have to say that these 12 are not in dominion. A few other examples of where this is nogeya is Mishnah and Sanhedrin, that Beis Min Aleph, you have Dinin Nefashis is 23. It's the first 20 are learned out from the pasuk of Veshavtu Ha'eda Vehitzilu Ha'eda. You need 10 Mechayvim from Veshavtu Ha'eda and 10 Matzilin from Vehitzilu Ha'eda. The Mishnah says Mefurish, and Ein Eda is 10, Yasli Yoshua Vekalev. And the other is a Cheshman. So again, according to Rabbi Akiva, it should come out that if each Eda means 22, 22 and 22 is 44, another 3, should need 47 Dayanim for Dinin Nefashis, half of a fella. Rabbi Akiva Eger, in Gilyon Hashas, on that Tosfos and Sota that says the Machlokas Yubeis Chavtalot says Ayin b'masnisa in Sanhedrin. This is what Rabbi Akiva is asking. Lachora, he's asking, according to Rabbi Akiva, there should be 47 Dayanim for Dinei Nefashos. It's a Seder Teretz, like we just said before. Another example, Gemara Brachos Davov Mishnah Avos, that Asara Sheyoshim Veoskim B'Torah Shchina Shruya Beinehem Shenemar. Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kales in the Makor. It says Eda. So Eda means Asara, so Shechina will be there by Asara. What about according to Bekiva? Ksuvis, that Zion and Mubeis, Birkas Chasanim. One of the Makoros, Birkas Chasanim, is from, it says B'makelus Birchu Hashem, for Sheva Brachos. It has the Lashon of Mimkor, of Makelos, which Lashon Kahal. Rashi explains, how do you see from this pasuk you need Asara? Says since by Korach it says Lashon of Eda and Kahal together, so Eda means 10, Yotzi Yoshu V'Kolei, Rashi quotes, so same, it says Eda by 10, Kahal also means 10, so according to Rabbi Akiva, what are you going to do for Birkas Hasanim? You should need 22. So there are Achronim that give specific answers, like since there's a second drasha in the Gemara over there, they learn out from Boaz, so some say, so Rabbi Akiva will hold like the other drasha. The problem is, it's only going to help for that case. The reason I'm bringing these many examples is to say that Lachor, you can't give an exclusive answer for all these cases. Rabbeinu Bachya in Emor, Perichof Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, asked a very obvious question: how can you learn out Dvar B'Shebekdusha from Meraglim Rishayim? Ad Klikach, he's so bothered by it, quotes from Rabbeinu Yaakov, that he changes the Girsa Megillah. He says the real Gzira Shava is, it says by Bnei Yaakov when they're coming to Mitzrayim, it has the Lashon of Toch Bnei Yisrael. So the Gzira Shava truly is Toch Bnei Yisrael from Bnei Yaakov, those were at 10, because Yatsu Yosef, who wasn't coming down to Mitzrayim, and Binyamin wasn't there either. So you have 10. And that 10 is learned out to Mikdashi Betok Bnei Yisrael. That's the Gzeira Shavah there. The Rebbeinu Bachya quotes should be the regular son of the Gemara. So again, the Kashan Rebbeinu Bachya is, that means that according to Rebbeinu Bachya, that we don't learn out from Meraglim that Eda means 10. Every other Gemara that we quoted, that's clear that Eda means 10, Rebbeinu Bachya is not going to have a pshat for those Gemaras. That Ein Shechina Pchusa Me'asora is from Hashem, is from Adas Kel, or Birkas Chasanim, at least the way Rashi learned the Gemara was from Lashon Eda, and most explicit one is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mishnah Sanhedrin, of Veshavtu Ha'eda Vehitzilu Ha'eda, leads to 23 Dayanim. You see Eda there means 10. How is Rabbeinu Bachya going to learn all these Gemaras, Tzarech and Gadol? Unless you want to try to give give specific answers for each sugya, then that's what you're going to have to do for Rabbeinu Bachya. But Lechora, the easiest teretz is to say that since these names are not mentioned in the Torah, or since these names, since they weren't really mostly Diborah, that's why they're not Bechal Eda. And that's, well, also, and but and as far as why you learn out Dvarim Shebekdusha from, meaning if you're going to keep the Gersa that we have, so what are you going to do with Rabbeinu Bachya's Kasha? Why, Taka, are we learning out Dvarim Shebekdusha from Asara? From Rishayim of the Meraglim. So Lechora, I don't know of any good teretz, but
did you say just Dvarim Shebekdusha or not learn from it, but other things are? Isn't it just Dvarim Shebekdusha that's bothering you?
to say that Asara, that the Shechina Shuria B'toch Asara is Asara Rishayim like the Meravim, that'd be just as bad. Lachara. What? So in Achanami, right, so Rav Moshe brings as a proof, there's Machalkas Achronim over what, how far the Kfira goes to be Mistar someone on the minion. Rav Moshe and Tshuva brings a proof that if your Tshuva is in the Chav Gimel, Chilik Aleph Chav Gimel, that Kofrim are Mistar from the minion because the Makor is from Raglim. I don't know, but the Lachora just on Derech Drush I saw brought that in Pardes Yosef from the Kotzker that Alderich Musar, even someone who's a Russia is a kofir like the Meraglim. Al Yisya'ish. Even you could be part of a minyan. Even you could be part of Dover Shabbat Kedusha. Horah the Rebbeinu Bachir Tzarachian. That's why I say, like Nadav was saying, Davka to learn out from over there to change the drasha, but really you're doing that from Meraglim for everything else. Interesting. Then you have to machalik between the Meraglim and Asar Shechina, and why the Meraglim you can't learn out from Shabbat Kedusha, but for Shechina B'toch Yisrael, which is from Adas Kel, why does that mean Asara?
It's tough because they're now doing something, they're davening, they're learning Torah.
And Dover Shabbat Kedusha just being there, you're saying?
Sure.
Alright. The story of the Meraglim, moving on. Mephorshim asked a question. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispal on Yoshua. Kohoshiacha, the Yud was Nitosef to Yeshua's name. Kohoshiacha, me'atzas ha-Meraglim, that Hashem should save Yoshua from the eighth of the Meraglim. And, unfortunately, ask why Dafkan be mispalel Yeshua, not on Kolev. Adarab Kolev, we know, was mispalel al Kivri Avosov when he went to Chevron. Why did Kolev go to Chevron to be mispalel? Why Yeshua not be mispalel? What's the shinoi that Yeshua Moshe Rabbeinu davened for from the beginning, and Kolev he went on his own to be mispalel al Kivri Avosov afterwards? What's the difference? There's a lot of pshatim out there, but this one. Famous Yisodistik Mahalik from the Chavetz Chaim. It says that Chavetz Chaim al Torah, you can find it. When you have a group of people who are doing bad things and you're stuck to be with them for a long time. Now you go on a trip somewhere and you find out the group are Rishayim Gemurim, you're stuck with them. So there's two mahalchim over how you can deal with them. One mahalich is you can be stark against them. You can go against them, you can yell at them, you can try to prove your shita. The other mahalach is you can act like you're with them and basically fake that you agree with their shitas, and then at the end when the time comes, come back home in front of other people, then you can say to them, then you can show your true colors, because you'll already basically be gonave their lave, because you already have them on your side. They'll think that they're with you. So Chavetz Chaim explains that Yoshua and Kolev took different approaches over how to deal with the Meraglim, and each one had a separate koach. First, he explains that each derech has a maila and a chisaron. If you take the derech of fighting against them in the beginning, so the maila is that you're being a kanoi, basically. You're saying, I'm going against you, and there's no chashash that you're going to fall into the trap of actually following the shitas of the Rishayim. You know, if you're around Shechinim Roim, you're going to follow their ways. So if you go stark against them, you're saving yourself. The chisaron, though, is they may beat you up, they may hurt you. So there's a give and take. And same lehefech, if you act like you're with them, so they're not going to beat you up because they think that you're with them. But the chisaron is that there's a chashash, you may engulfed into their shitas. So Chavetz Chaim explains, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the koach, where the koach of Yeshua laid, and where the koach of Kolev was. That Yehoshua's koach was in the first ofen. Yehoshua's koach was to go against the Meraglim from the beginning. So it's a mechulish tikkup shot in the Divrei Chazal of Kohoshiacha, Me'atzas HaMeraglim, wasn't saying save Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't being mispalel to save Yehoshua from the shita of the Meraglim. He was saying, save them from the nezek that can come from the Meraglim. Save them from the eights of the Meraglim. Save them from the fact that they may beat you up if you speak out your shita against the Meraglim. They may go against you. They may beat you up. So that's kahosh yachami atzas Meraglim. Whereas Kalev didn't need such a tefillah to begin with, because Adarabba, Kalev wasn't going to go against them. Kalev was going to follow the mahalich of the Meraglim. He was going to say, yeah, let's do all of the plans that you're saying, and let's all the lashon hara against Eretz Yisrael. He went along with it, and that's how in the end he was the one who had the koach to be mashtik to quiet the Meraglim, because he was the one that was with them. Like the Psukim say, Vayahas Kalev. Kalev was the one that made them quiet. And that's the Rashi brings a story that Kalev says, is this all that Moshe Rabbeinu did for us, Ben Amram did for us? And everyone thought the Beginusei Kamishtoi, that Kalev was going to say things against them. Why everyone think that way? Haguf, because Kalev was following them the whole way. And then he said, all the miles, all the great things that Moshe Rabbeinu did. That's how he had the koach to be mashtik them. But since he was Hoshesh, since Kalev had this chashash of being with them, and he saw that he was in a chabura of ten other people, or maybe 22, whatever the numbers are, that had this Eitz Hara, so that's why he went to Mimispal Kivrei Avosov and not Yehoshua. His tefillah was of the Yeshua from the Meraglim. Here, the Eitzah from, he wanted to be saved from the Eitzah Meraglim, meant the Eitzah Mamish, meant from their Shita. He wanted his Shitas to be Miskalkel. And that's what the Psukim mean when it says, Ruach Acheres Imo, like Rashi says, Achas Pev, Achas Balev, that Kalev was acting like both sides of the coin, because he was faking along with it, with the Meraglim, and that's how he had the Koach to be Mashtik them. And both Drachim are Shem Shemayim. I have a ha'ara. Gemara in Sota Amin Hema Aleph brings the Maisa that Yehoshua wanted to speak against them, meaning after they came back from Eretz Yisrael, and they all stopped him from speaking. They said, Dein Rosh Ketia Yamalel, can this person who is cut off speak? Whatever it means, cut off, either because he doesn't have sons, or because the Aruch says the Pshat is because his name begins with a Yud, which is a small letter, whatever is chisaron with that, but they cut off Yehoshua. So then Kalev said to himself, if I say something, you know, against them, then they're gonna shut me up also. Therefore, he began to say, V'chizu bilvad asu ben Amram. And they thought, Nusei Kamishtoi. But it sounds like, at least, that this wasn't the plan to begin with. In the Gemara, it sounds like Yehoshua Lechachil was going to speak up against them, and Kalev had Tzad to speak up against them. The way the Chavetz Chaim sets it up, it sounds like that Mitchilo, the Kalev's approach was to have their ears, and to act like he's with the Meraglim. In the Gemara, it doesn't sound so much like that. So the aforementioned Divrei Chazal of Vayahas Kalev, Rashi says, V'chizu bilvad osu lanu ben Amram, Hashemeya hayasovur shebol l'saper b'genuso. Anybody who heard Kalev speak thought that he was going to say bad things about Moshe. Mitoch shayah b'libam al Moshe, v'shvil dover hamaraglim shosku kulam l'shmo genuso, Omar velo kar lanu es hayam, v'horid lanu es haman, v'hegiz lanu es haslov. Moshe Rabbeinu did give all the things, and that's how he was mashtik the Am. Why did everyone think that he was going to speak about the genus of Moshe Benu? Because he said Ben Amram. L'chor, it's Loshen Ganai to say, hey, the son of your father. And you find the same thing by Zimri. When Zimri asked if he's mutter in Cosby, he said, Bas Yisro mihi tir locha. He calls him Ben Amram in Divrei Chazal. Sanhedrin Rashi brings, because Zimri was also being Mezal Son Kvod Moshe Rabbeinu. However, there are numerous Makoros that Ben Amram could be L'Shevach. Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach says, Ein Lanu Elo Divrei Ben Amram. We're only going to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Gemara in the Darim Lametesim Obeis by Avos Korach, the Shemesh didn't want to, also Gemara and Chagiga, the Gemara didn't want to shine because it wanted to be mocha and the kavod of the Korach was being mezalzel, so they didn't want to shine the day. And the Lashon the Gemara says is they wanted to be mocha the kavod of Ben Amram. Also, from Simchas Torah, however far back it goes, the whole song of Divrei Shevach leBen Amram, that's also the Shevach, you know, by the fourth Hakafa usually, right? So Ben Amram, there it's a Shevach. So you have three Mekoros here that Ben Amram is a Shevach, and you have Maisa of Zimri, and Maisa here by Kolev that you see Ben Amram is Laganai. So Lachor, Tzarech Yengol Liyashiv. When Ben Amram is used, you need to come up with some chiluk when Ben Amram is used l'ganai, when it's used l'shevach. Moving on in the parsha, in the psukim, that Moshe Rabbeinu asks Kosh Baruch Hu to be soleach the am. Hashem, Erech Hapayim, Rav Chesed, Nosi Avon Vafosho, Vnake Lo Yinake, Slachna Lavon Ha'amazek, Golo Chastecha, Vayomer Hashem, Salachti Kidvarecha, V'ulom Chayani, V'imalich Vol Hashem, Eskola Oret. Even Pashup Shanam Sukkim is, even though Kosh Baruch will be so leach them, however, my kavod is still here completely, and they're going to see my kavod, my osos. They're not going to see your Tisrael right now. So there's a slicha, but there's also they're gonna get it as well. All the forshim rishonim here are omed on the shortened version of the yugim omidos. It doesn't say Hashem Hashem erech apayim v'rav chesed v'mes. It says Hashem erech apayim v'rav chesed nosi avon. Doesn't say Hashem. Doesn't say emes. The Ramban, the Balei Tosfos are myrich in explaining what the differences are. The Chizkuni says really it's the same. The Torah was Mekatzar here. The Chizkuni says that, I believe. What's well known is the Meshech Chochmas Pshah here, at least Legabe the first one, that says Hashem once here and said Hashem twice back by the ego. Explains the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tazayin, says Hashem, Ani Hashem Kodem Shiechte, Ani Hashem Liachar Shiechte. That Hashem has Rachmanos even before the Chet. There's the rush there that says, why do you need Rachamim before the Chet? So Rush gives two answers, and the second answer he says it's nogeya for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, we know, is the one time more in Kiddushin, Kosh Baruch Chulin, Kosh Baruch is Mistarif Machshava Ra L'Maisa. At least by Avodah Zarah, Machshava Ra counts for something. So that's Ani Hashem Kolim Shiyechta by Avodah Zarah. Zatu Meshech Chachma by the Egel, Hashem Hashem. Need the Mila of Rachamim Kolim Shiyechta, because the Egel had elements of Avodah Zarah in it. Raglim. The Chora wasn't the Avodah Zarah, Lashon Hara, whatever it was. So it only says Hashem once, because there's no need, according to Pshat the Rosh, there's no need for Hashem to have Rachamim Kolim Shiyechta. Just thinking now, in the Chora on that Pshat, is the Gemara says that the Meraglim were Hitiach Dvarim Klapim Maila. It talks about the Ganai of the, how all the names of the Meraglim are darshaned Leganai. Their names were Merames over their Maisa. And the Gemara says that we don't know most of the names, but we don't know most of the explanations about how the names should be Darshan Liganai, but we know a couple of them. Sasser ben Michal, Sasser Shesasser Maisav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Michal Shasser Atma Mach, made a Kodesh Baruch Hu weak. Nochbi ben Vofsi, Nochbi Shehichbi Dvarav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, maybe it's not exactly Avodah Zarah, but there's actions against Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maybe there also be a need for Hashem Kodesh Shiyechta. Kupam Nesta Pshat from Meshech Chochma. Now, Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha. Pashup Pshat is Hashem's, how you translate it, Hashem said, I forgive you. Not so clear. Gemara Nivam Oslaf Ayin Beis says that the Midbar Klai Yisrael did not do Mila. Why not? A variety of reasons. So Gemara says, one pshat is because they were nezufin. Nezufin is, you know, Kosh Baruch Hu was angry with them. So they didn't get Ruach Tzvonis. Because they were nezufin, they weren't zochel Ruach Tzvonis. Without Ruach Tzvonis, which makes the weather nice and heals the milah, so they can't do milah because too much of a sakana. So there's no ruach tefonis because they didn't deserve it because they're in the zufin. Why were they in the zufin? What does it mean that Hashem was angry with them that they didn't get the ruach tefonis? Rashi says from the ego. Tosfos there argues. Tosfos says he's talking about the meraglim. That because of the chet meraglim is why they didn't have ruach tefonis. And that's why they couldn't do milah. Nafkamina, if it began from the first year in the midbar, the second year in the midbar. So what's the reason that Tosfos argues in Rashi? Tosfos says it can't be that this is their punishment for doing the ego. Shehare mochol lehem akolish baruchu, v'amr lehem salachti. They can't not have the ruach tzvonis because of the ego, because akolish baruchu said salachti. The kash is obvious. It says by Raglam also, Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha. So if Tosfos is saying that the reason they lost the Ruach Tzvonis can't be because of the ego, because they were forgiven for that, so Tosfos Lishi Toslim, how could it be that they lost the Ruach Tzvonis because of the Meraglim? The Meraglim also, Salachti Kedvarecha. What's going on in Tosfos? Fair kash on Tosfos? Say it again. They lost the Ruach Tzvonis because Rashi explains because of the ego. Because of that chet is why they were not zocha to ruach tzvonis. Without the ruach tzvonis, it's too much of a sakana to do mila. Tosfos says, no. The reason they lost ruach tzvonis is because the northern wind to heal the mila. The reason they lost it is because of the chet meraglim. Zoch Tosfos, why am I not okay with Rashi's pshat of the ego? Because mochol lehem kolish baruch hu v'amr lehem salachti. Kolish baruch hu forgave them for that already. So the ego would not be a reason for them to lose the ruach tzvonis. Excuse me, Tosfos. It says here, "Very much Salati Kedvarecha." Meraglim also. That can be a reason to lose the Ruach Tzvonis. That Kosh Baruch Hu was Soleach them. So the MS is Lachora. It's Tosfos L'Shitasa. The Bali Tosfos here, and that's the Kainim, the Chizkuni, also Rabbeinu Bachi here. They say the Pashup Shana Pasuk is not like we said. Really, this is going back on before. "Vayomer Hashem Salati Kedvarecha" is, "I forgave you already." By the Meraglim. The Ulam Chayani, but over here I'm not going to be so quick to forgive you. Salachti, I already forgave you. And depending on which Rishon you look at, there's two different ways that it's said. One of them is it's Hashem speaking. Vayomer Hashem, Salachti Kedvarecha, I forgave you already. The Ulam Chayani, Yomali Chvod Hashem Kloritz, here I'm not going to forgive you. A different shot is, it's the whole time it's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. Hashem, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Nosi Avon Vafasha. Slachna Lavon Am Hazeh Kegolu Chastecha. V'chasher Nasas Al Am Hazeh Mimitzrayim Ve'ad Heina. V'yomer Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha. And over there, Hashem, you said Salachti Kedvarecha. Back by the Egel. And then is when Hashem begins to speak. V'ulom, I guess, at the beginning of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Dibor. Chaya Ani V'imalei Chvod Hashem. Look in the Bali Tosfos here. The Chasam Sofer and the Hagos in the Yevamos says both of these Mahalchim by how to read the Psukim. And that would be Tosfos L'Shitasam, because Tosfos explains that they can't be in the Zufin because of the ego. That they got forgiven for. That was Salachti Kedvarecha, back for the ego. Meraglim, they lost the Ruach Tzvonis because of that. That there never was a Slicha for. Oh, Agav, that I just realized now, that would explain by Bnei Yosef, by the Sar Bnei, they say, no, I'm saying the famous Rabbeinu Bachya, that Sarah Haruge Malchus was because of there never was a kapara for the chait with Yosef. I was just thinking now, maybe you could say, Luli did Rabbeinu Bachya, you could say it's because of the oven of the Meraglim, if that never was forgiven. Masha Kaza. Yeah. What does what? Bishvil Masha Amarta, Rashi says. I gave you. We want to know in which case, if Hashem is speaking or if Moshe is speaking. Like you asked me back there. Back by the ego. Where Moshe was bowed there also for forgiveness.
Over there was a form of fever.
What?
There was a form of fever.
That's what Moshe is asking for here as well. Or Hashem is saying, there I forgave you, a full mechila, and here not. Yeah, this is Kedvarecha, like you asked for back there.
Typically,
the case where you can't ask the Shiloh, you know why the talk about it happened.
So again, usually, you know, I come, I ask Mishael, I say, I go to the rabbi, I say,
so then that should be a Kapara Gemura.
I mean, as much, I mean, another ten people dying isn't going
right.
to be more of a. The whole point about Yosef, the brothers, they didn't die for it.
Right.
This was.
But there's a Shiloh ask. There's someone that's not too bad.
Right. They never got any onus.
So
okay. That's a partial reason.
But
you can't say it.
Have two situations here
fine.
Where something occurred, there's no one to
So the parsha goes on. Challah we spoke about in previous years, the mekoshesh. We were myrich on. Let's say just a couple of ideas about tzitzis.
So we walk in the house.
At the end of the parsha, you have the parsha of tzitzis. There's a chazal in Shabbos, Lamed Beis Amud Beis, about the mila of tzitzis. Amar Eish Lakish. Kol hazohir b'mitzvah tzitzis, zoche u'mishamshin lo, beiz alofim v'shmonim meos avadim. 2,800 avadim. Shnemar. Ko amar Hashem, tzvokos, v'yomim ha'hemo asher yachaziku eser Asara Anashim, Mikol Lashonos Hagoyim, 10 people from every Lashon of the nations, Vehechziku Biknaf Ish Yehuda, they're going to grab the Knaf of a Jew, Lemor Nelcho Imachem, we want to go with you. So Rashi explains from that Pasuk, Hegat Hechashim 2800, explains that the Pasuk says Asara Anashim, 10 people. Every Lashon is, you have 70 Umos. So 10 people from 70 umos to 700, Arbak Nafos is 2,800.
Is not Malik one of the 70 nations? They're gonna wipe out.
There is a Shaila if the 70 is with Klal Yisrael or not. So that's
either way, you're not gonna have 10 Jews grabbing it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, so
yeah, if you mean on this should be a ride that you have 70 umos that are kayim outside of Klal Yisrael.
Still have kayim ones who are not kayim tzitzis.
Ooh, interesting.
So they want to go back.
That would be the.
They're gonna be the ones.
Yeah, the Reform Jews. It's really the Reform Jews are gonna be the ones. That
no Yitzhar, with Yitzhar or Shechta, the Chorah
do. On Pasha level, this Gemara should, with this Rashi, should be a Raya that the 70 Umos does not include Klal Yisrael. Interesting Raya. Okay, the Arizal, it's brought from the Arizal that he said his Gersa was 1800 of Adam. Because it says Tzitzis three times in the Parsha, and the Gematria of Tzitzis is 600. 600 times 3 is 1800. So the question though is, the Gra in his Beyurim on. In the Klishim Brim Gra on Shabbos, so and others ask, Lachora this Arizal is against the Gemara, 2800. So it's not clear if the Gra is one version is he's being Magia this in the Arizal, one Girsa is he's saying this on his own, that really the Arizal also said there was 2800, and there's a part which is missing. Knaf Tcheles. Knaf Begamatria is 150. Tchiles is 850. 850 and 150 is 1,000. So tzitzis times 3, knaf and tchiles is 2,800. And again, I don't know if this is from the Gra or from later sources, but they say that really there's no stira. There's really. Really, based on this, there's so his pshat is not sosur the Gemara. Because. I'm sorry, meaning the 1800 also exist on its own. Because Bizman, Rish Lakish was saying that you get 2800 avad, and that was Bizman Tcheles. So Bizman Tcheles, you'll say Knaf Tcheles, plus the Tzitzis times 3, will be 2800. But the Arizal, I guess, in his Gersa that only had 1800 was talking about Bizmano, when there was no Tcheles. And that's why it's only 1800. See, I don't understand why it goes down to 1800. I would say it should be 1950. Get rid of Tcheles, but keep Knaf. Knaf, there's no special drasha for Knaf, as far as I know. Okay, we're darshaning it once, but no drasha from Knaf that means specifically Tcheles. What do you mean? I mean, once you get rid of Tcheles, get rid of Knaf also?
What is the thing about nowadays in Arizal?
I don't know if it's the Gra or if it's a later source. The place to look is the Gra on this Gemara is where you'll find everything. Also, I shop brought down. Huh? the Gemara has a Beirim on Masechta Shabbos.
Yeah. On the Gemara?
Not in our Gemaras, but on the Gemara, yeah, on the top. You look in Stelio, I think. I didn't see in Stelio, but it could be there. I also saw a shop in the Shem Chasm Sofer for the Arizal that the 1800 will be Bezchus Tzitzis. The extra 1000 are Shelo Bezchus Tzitzis. Gemara is mentioned all 2800, especially the Rashi Pshat, are all Tzchus Tzitzis, but there's a Pasuk by Hazinu, Chasm Sofer is quoting it out of context, I'm not sure how it works, but it says Echad Yerdof Elef, that one person's going to chase after 1000. That's not, look, Ayin Shaman Hazinu, that's not what the Pasuk is saying, but he's saying that the 1800 that grab your Knaf is all Tzitzis times 3. Another 1000, because you're going to chase 1000 people, so you'll have those about them. That's 2800. One more idea by Tzitzis to finish off. It's very well known. If not, it should be known. The last Rashi in the Parsha, Rav Moshe Darshan, gives different Ramazim for the Inyane Taryag and everything about Tzitzis represents. So, by the Dibur Maskil Psil Tcheles, after he explains, after Rashi, this is all b'shem Rav Moshe Darshan, after he explains where the word Tchilas and the Targum of Tchilas come from. And he quotes Tchilas Domul Rakia. Then he says, V'shmona chutim shaba, the 8 chutim of Tzitzis, keneged shmona yamim, represents the 8 days, sheshohu Yisrael mishayotzim in Mitzrayim, from the 8 days that Klal Yisrael left from Mitzrayim, ad sheamru shir al haya. So the eight chutim are for the 8 days from when they were yotzim in Mitzrayim until they said shir al haya. So the kushas mefersemes, everyone asks, if you count, the shir was on Chav Aleph, and they left Tzvav, Tzayin, Yudzayin, Yudches, Yutes, Chav Aleph, at 7 days. And Rashi in Parshas Bishalach, quotes that as well. He says mefurish that the Shira Shel Yam, that the Shira Al Yam was Biyom Shvi'i Sheyotzim Mitzrayim. Okay. So what is Lamaisa? What is it? 7 or 8? Many pshatim. The earliest sources just say this was Rashi and this was from Moshe Darshan and it's a machlokas, but that's very difficult to say, especially because they're both midrashim, or at least from Moshe Darshan's pshat's a midrash. I'm sorry, the Rashi's pshat, 7th day was a midrash. So the Moshe's mahalach is that the eight days are counted from Erev Pesach, from the Zman of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was the haschala of the Geula. Obviously, it still needs a pshat. Why would you start counting from, even if that was the haschala of the Geula, still needs to be understood why you would call that Mishayotsu in Mitzrayim. The Maaseh, they didn't leave yet. Why is the 8 days from from Korban Pesach? But I saw that really the Hadgasha, the emphasis of this Rashi, the Moshe Darshan, is there was 8 days between Shira to Shira. They said, you say Halil by the Korban Pesach. So when Rashi says Kineged Shmona Yamim Sheshohu Yisrael Mishayotzim Mitzrayim Ad Sheamru Shira, it's 8 days that they had to wait between when they said their first Shira until their second Shira. Ad Sheamru Shira Al Hayam. It was 8 days from the first Shira, which was by Korban Pesach. Rabbeinu Bachya, this is Achronos Shabbos from Rabbeinu Bachya, says by Kachim we know that Laila Holich Acharayom. The Kachim, the beginning of the day is daytime, and then night is afterwards. Meaning, as far as how many days you have to eat a korban. So, korban Pesach, so he says like this. He goes with the pshat that the haschalas ha-geula, you know, the Gemara in Brachos, they had the tchilas geula was b'leil tesva, by nighttime. And that's when they ate the korban Pesach. So he associates the eating of the korban Pesach with the tchilas geula, and says, this, that you ate the korban Pesach, that truly was called Yom Yud Dalet, because the Korban Pesach, by Kochim, you go after the day. And the day was Yud Dalet. So even though right now we're holding by the beginning of Tesvav, when they ate the Korban Pesach in the Schal's Geula, but Klape the Korban Pesach, that was Yom Yud Dalet, because by Kochim, you go after the day. This is the last part of the day, Yud Dalet. So that's how he wants the Miyashiv, both both ideas that the Korban Pit, that it was the seventh day, 7 day, eight. It truly was 7 days on Chaf Aleph from the Geula. But it is the eighth day not in Metzias, but in Halachic Cheshbon, that Klapei the Haskolas Geula being the Korban Pesach, and that began Yudalad, the Shir is on Chaf Aleph, that's going to be 8 days. That's how it could be both true, 7 days and 8 days. The Meshech Chachma, we'll end with this, the Meshech Chachma wants to change the gears in Rashi. Says, really, it's Sheva Yomim Sheshahu Yisrael Mishiyotzim Mitzrayim Acham Shel Yam. 7 days, very nice. One problem. Shmona Chutim Neged Sheva Yomim. So he says, change that gears also. Sheva Chutim. 1 second, there's not seven Chutim on the Tzitzis, there's eight Chutim on the Tzitzis. So he says, there's Machlokas Ramam and Ravid. How many Chutim do you have on Tchelas? One or two? Ravid says two, Ramam says one. So he says, this Rav Moshe Darshan, Moshe Darshan is going like the Rambam, that you have one chut of tchelas and seven of lavan. And he breaks up the Rashi into two parts. Psil tchelas. Tchelas domele rakia. Hamash chelas erev. Period. There's a taka of period here. Visheva chutim. Now that we finished talking about that one chut of tchelas, the other seven chutim is connected to sheva yamim. Mishia. Huh? You have to see people change it. What?
It makes sense. People thought it was meant to say eight.
Rashi says
people thought it was a mistake.
I don't understand. What?
Yeah, it could be corrected
in Rashi. I mean, people didn't have the cheshbon. Said this eight chutim. They didn't have it. I hear. Yeah, it could have just been like right vav shin with a chick, and then they thought it was shmona because of shmona chutim, but he got it wrong. Sheva chutim. Yeah. Okay, I'll come. When they get older,